Hi everybody, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Bonjour, bonsoir, bonne nuit, wherever you are. I'm attempting to learn French. I hope everybody's good. I just wanted to hop on here really quickly because I know we're in a down off season, of the podcast. Today is Thursday, November 21st, 2024, and I'm just recording a quick episode, one of my bonus episodes, because I was just getting an idea about how to level up your 2025. So I'm just going to share, and then that will be all for this bonus episode. So I'm going to jump right into it, how to level up in 2025, and I'll give you some background about how I came to this conclusion, or how I kind of drew inspiration from current events. So if you've been keeping up with, you know, world news, you know that the elections just happened in the US two weeks ago is when the elections took place. So, you know, lots of media coverage with that, and lots of opinions, lots of things flaring up in the general consciousness, I guess, around these parts. So I needed to get away from it all. And so I've been spending less and less time on the internet, less and less time on Twitter, less and less time on Instagram, just trying to figure out where I want to spend my time. Because unfortunately, in those online spaces, it's a lot of, you know, just energy that I don't want to interact with at this point. And, you know, also as a business owner, you're trying to develop your business, you're trying to level up your life, you're trying to make some money, right? So I realized that a very effective way to spend my time during this season is to learn about history. And, you know, if you really think about the kind of education that we have slash had in Nigeria when I was growing up, we didn't learn too much about our history. We don't know what happened before Nigeria gained its independence. We didn't learn about the history of the world. We didn't learn about how things came to be the way they are now. And I have been getting, you know, lost, diving nose first into these rabbit holes about world history, right? So I really have some valuable information that I'm getting from reading about history. So I think that's a really good way that you can level up your 2025, is by reading more, and not just reading anything, but reading about history. And if you want to apply it directly towards your business, you can read about fashion history. You can look at the old photos. You can look at magazines from the past. You can see how they took the photos, even the evolution of photography, right? Because all of that evolved alongside with fashion. But I'm not going to give away too much, you guys. But just know that there is value in learning about the history of whatever industry you're going into, especially if it's fashion, because fashion is very tied to world history. It's a very interesting relationship that, you know, fashion has had with world history, with politics, and, you know, all of those things. So if you're looking for a way to level up in 2025 and you want to get to your next level, I would recommend, you know, reading about history. That's all I came here to say. And another note, during this off season within the community, if you're not yet a part of the community, I'm not even going to address you today because this is a bonus episode, okay? But in the community, we are starting book clubs, okay? So we're going to start reading books, reading about history together, and drawing lessons, drawing inspiration from the historical things that I just spoke about. So if you want to be part of the book club, I will see you in the community. We get to pick the book. We read maybe a couple chapters together, because reading a whole book can be a hassle sometimes. Just take what you need. If all we cover is chapter 5, we take what we need, we move to another book, we cover chapter 7 there, we're weaving our knowledge together and we're growing together, right? So come join us, no pressure. You don't have to be like somebody that reads 3,500,000 books in a year like Warren Buffett and some of those people. Even those people, they had to build up the habits, right? So part of what we're here to help you do is build up the habit of reading as well, right? So no pressure. We're not going to force you to read an entire book. Maybe we read one chapter. Maybe we'll read two chapters. You know, I will discuss and engage and all of that. So I will see you inside the community, reading some books and having a good time. I truly hope you're well wherever you are. Don't worry yourself. Everything's going to work out, okay? we're going to get this money, we're going to make these businesses work, and we're going to add some good to the world. I'm going back because it's the off season. I'm resting, I'm drinking my tea, I'm reading about history, and I hope you're doing the same. I'll see you guys on the next episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. Bye-bye.